Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story, WBBM. Activists and others calling for police officers to be removed from Chicago public schools tried to deliver their message to Mayor Lightfoot's doorstep today. But when they arrived at Logan Square, Chicago police had the mayor's street blocked off. WBBM's Brandon Eisen live on the news line with the story.
Now, that could have been a recipe for disaster, as we've seen in the past, but this was over fairly quickly. So now you have about 10 of these demonstrators left, and they're all the way back at Logan Park Square. So this well-organized event, peaceful demonstration, just went over pretty well, and it ended with the people saying what they needed to say and getting out of here. The demonstration started at Logan Park Square around noon, and then shortly after one, around 100 people, students, teachers, and other advocates calling for police to be removed from Chicago public schools. They headed west on Wrightwood toward the mayor's house, but then they were met at Kimball by a barricade that was manned by about 20 CPD officers. Those in the march then fanned out to form a circle in the intersection, and they continued chants such as, from the west side to the south, CPD, we want you out, and they were referring, of course, to police in public schools. After about 30 minutes of that, the group then marched north on Kimball, and they hung a right on Milwaukee, headed back to Logan Park Square, and then there they just began chanting about how they will take their next demonstration to the Board of Education on August 23rd. And of course, speakers here in Logan Square, they say that the money that's spent on police in schools would be better served to students in the community if spent on youth programs, mentorship, and trauma counseling in schools. Live from Logan Square Park, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Police in Hammond are asking for the public's help in finding the gunman who fired a gun that led to the death of a toddler, and they're offering a $10,000 reward. Renika Taylor is the mother of JoJo Malone. She's asking anyone with information to come forward. She says she believes someone saw something because people were outside the night her daughter was struck in the head on July 29th.
And it's like everybody's life will go back to normal. Me and my child's life is not going back to normal after this.
Taylor and her daughter were in the parking lot of the Kennedy Crossing apartment complex at the time of the shooting. Community groups are filing a civil rights complaint trying to block the location of a metal shredding facility in their area.
Lawyers for three environmental groups have filed a complaint with the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development alleging environmental racism. Cheryl Johnson, director of People for Community Recovery, says the issue is the city of Chicago allowing the relocation of a car crushing facility from the north side to the southeast side.
To see that General Iron, because they're located in Lincoln Park, a highly affluent community area, and you're just going to dump in our community, that is totally racism.
Marcelina Pedraza from the Southeast Side Coalition to Ban Pet Coke says this is part of a decades-long assault on a vulnerable, predominantly Latinx community.
From Pet Coke to manganese to the smell of nearby landfills, it seems like we are constantly fighting for our health, and it's exhausting. Add on a pandemic, and it makes it even harder, but we will not stop.
Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Police in Carroll Stream said the man they believe tried to kidnap a teenage girl last week may have attempted a similar crime more than a year ago. WBBM's Jim Goodis off the phone with police.
Keith Carroll Stream police spokesman Dino Heckerman says a residential surveillance video shows a man who followed a 17-year-old girl from a park in Glendale Heights in July of last year and asked if he could go in her house. When she refused, Heckerman says the man left on a bicycle.
In the video, it describes a man that is similar to the description of the incident in Carroll Stream that occurred on August 7th.
In that incident, Heckerman says a man put his arms around a 13-year-old girl near the corner of Flint Trail and Niagara Street in Carroll Stream before three children who were with the teen attacked the man who fled on a bicycle. Police hope someone who watches the video can help them identify the man, and you can see the video on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Reporting live, Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
At this hour, ComEd reporting more than 67,000 homes and businesses remain without power after Monday storms and tornadoes. Most of the outages remaining are in Cook and Will counties. In northwest Indiana, NIPSCO reports outages have been reduced this hour to nearly 4,000 homes and businesses.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.